The new Appalachian High Country AVA wine region encompasses 2,400 acres and is home to 21 vineyards and 10 wineries in North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. Eight of the wineries and most of the vineyards are in North Carolina.
One of the things that the federal government looks for in creating this designation is a proven track record for grape growing in general. And so you have to have a sustained industry in place in the region before you can actually achieve the designation.
Whit Winslow is executive director of the North Carolina Wine and Grape Council. He says the region is conducive to grape growing because it has all the things grapes love. More than half of the area is above 3,000 feet. The temperatures are cooler, the soil is rockier, and it has great inclines.
The slopes are on average about 30 degree grade, and that makes for pretty unique growing conditions as well, just because of the drainage that would take place.
The vineyards in the Appalachian AVA have been around for 10 years or less. Winslow characterizes North Carolina's wine industry overall as fairly young, but still, it's a nearly $2 billion business. He predicts that the AVA designation, a several-year process, will boost winemaking significantly in the new district.
Right now, there are four vineyards that are already in planning just since the process of creating this AVA began. And so, you know, that alone goes to a testament of, you know, what this region is capable of.
There are now five AVA wine districts in the state. It helps with branding because vineyard owners get to put their designated region's name on bottle labels, but only if 85% of the grapes used in the wine come from that specific area. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.